Trump flings poo and the media loves it. Paul Ryan, Profile in Pudding.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for June 24th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Hey, thank you, Janine. Thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I'm awfully glad you're here. Lovely week, lovely series, and it was kind of one of those hodgepodge things, sort of a potpourri. Is that right? No. What am I thinking?
No.
It's a bunch of different stuff.
Kind of, but still election stuff.
Well, it's always election stuff. That's what I do.
I kind of wanted to direct you to a cartoon you did last week where you were discussing the transgender, the bathrooms and that situation.
Back to that again, huh?
Well, yeah, because we need to talk about that because people commented.
God. That's the one thing you don't want to hear from your wife is, we need to talk about this. Row. Okay, go on.
Well, just that, you know, people misinterpreted.
Yes, they
what
did.
You write.
I wasn't. Listen. I'll be the first one to admit that it was not a well written week. It truly wasn't, and I missed the mark. Totally missed the mark. So go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, there's a letter from Lynn who said your cartoon today showing a gender ambiguous bathroom made me sad and angry. I have friends and loved ones who are transgender. Although it's not clear to me exactly what you're implying by come to our senses, you seem to be repulsed by transgender people and indifferent to their struggles.
Yeah, that wasn't the point of that cartoon at all. Coming to our senses was what I thought would dovetail with the rest of the storyline that week, which was that this is it's a non-issue. It became an issue, and we're going to talk about that in a second. It became a political issue because conservatives in North Carolina thought they could make political hay out of a non-issue by spreading the hate, as they seem to be doing.
Well, they're just trying to drive the far right voters to.
Yeah, what's happening in North Carolina?
The governor there is in a race with, obviously the Democrat, and they feel that because of, you know, the candidates, Trump and Clinton, that a lot of the moderates are going to stay home, and maybe a lot of the fringe people will stay home too. So I think he thought that if he did this, then the far right people would, you know, they would gravitate to the voting booth and vote for him.
That is evil. That is just pure evil. It's pure evil to demonize a human being of any stripe, no matter what you think of them, for political gain. That is, in my mind, the pure definition of what evil is. And I guess I should have said that. As far as transgender
tactics,
right? As far as the transgender issue in the bathrooms, it's a non-issue. I don't care. You gotta go. Go where you gotta go. Nobody, truly, 99.9999999% of American people don't care. And I didn't express that as forcefully as perhaps I should have.
Yes. Okay.
And so people were confused by that. And who wrote that? We're right back to Lynn and explain to her what I meant because I feel foolish.
Okay. So now we're going to go back to discussing the, you know, Trump thing. And we have a letter from Ed from Texas who said, hats off to Scott Stantis and the American Statesman for his Prickly City cartoon of June 20th. Spot on. It's truly amazing the coverage Trump gets without providing any substance or specifics to his tirades. I commend him, however, as he continues to successfully use the strategy exhibited on his TV reality shows, off-the-wall comments. As the saying goes in Texas, Trump is all hat and no cattle.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're recording this on a Friday, the day after the Brexit vote out in the UK. And, I mean, I think that shows clearly that there's people, normal people, 80% of the pool of people who aren't really wealthy or really poor are really ticked off, really, and that the status quo has not helped them at all. They've had 10 years of stagnant wages, or if they have a job at all. Schools seem to be kind of not teaching the way they should be teaching. All this stuff, their taxes go up and they don't see any positive effect from it. All of that stuff. And I think that the UK is a petri dish very much for the election that we're about to face this fall. I hope we have a different result. I want Gary Johnson. That's my dude.
And Manteo 16NC agrees with you. He says the new Gary Johnson for President bumper sticker should say, vote for the adult.
I love that. I've been doing a ton of research. Now, has that series run yet, or am I spilling the beans here?
The beans because it hasn't run yet.
So anyone who listens to this podcast is now in on the secret. You know that next week, Prickly City is actually going to endorse Gary Johnson for president, and Carmen is going to go work for his campaign. I've been watching a ton, and I think the technical term is crap ton of videos for debates, interviews, appearances, speeches by Gary Johnson. And I am, is he a perfect human being? He's not, but he readily admits that he isn't. But he was a terrific governor of New Mexico, two-term governor of New Mexico, and he stands for a lot of the stuff I stand for, socially liberal, fiscally conservative. That's what we need right now. And I, you know, I hope, if nothing else, he gets to the 15% so he can be included in the debates. And I suspect if he's in on the debates, his numbers get competitive.
Might be a real debate instead of just a bunch of buzzwords being thrown back and
forth.
Well,
you're not, well, one of them is going to have buzzwords, and the other one's going to say, it's huge, you're ugly. Mm-hmm. Pantsuit, liar, stupid, huge. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
What else do we have? Because the week also talked about the GOP, you know, being strong and why start now. But I thought the Paul hits on Paul Ryan, the fact that he said Paul Ryan, who I respected, and you've met, and you know, you could, his eyes are very beautiful.
They're very blue. Yes.
Yes, they're very blue. You could just drown in his eyes. Anyway,
but
but when you come out and say that what this man has just spewed is racist,
but you're voting
but
for
I'm
him
voting
anyway.
For him anyway, it's like, oh my God, what signal does that send? Principled people, where are you in politics? Please stand up. We'd love to count you.
Good luck.
So anyway, any other comments or anything else we got?
Darson 54 said, wow, Stantis, you must have come out of your coma. I like the profile I'm putting. More proof it's party over country. Right, Carmen?
Yeah, no, it's, and that's preposterous. And I'm talking to friends who are, you know, I'm a Republican. Yeah, but you hate Donald Trump. In fact, we have a mutual friend. I won't mention her, but her name, but she is a very active in Republican politics, would not allow her children to watch the debates because of how foul a person Donald Trump is. And she knew what would, and it was actually the debate where he talked about his hands and what that means, the size of his hands and all that crap. And yet, now that he's a nominee, she's all for him.
There's a lot of people like that. In fact, FBJSR says, but the exact same thing can be said about people voting for Hillary and the Democrats. And that's true. They tend to put a party over the country. I think both parties do that. And we also know another person that we met who is really should have been a Bernie Sanders fan. All of his politics have been that. But he wants Hillary to win because he wanted Hillary to win because he was pretty sure she would have a chance in the general election and not Bernie, even though Bernie was more aligned with his politics.
Yeah. So, interesting times, and things are going to get even more interesting in Prickly City next week. I hope I hear from the Gary Johnson campaign. That'd be fun. I haven't told him. I should probably give them the heads up.
Probably. Maybe you get a bumper sticker or something.
That'd be fun. Or find out where he gets it. Because, frankly, Gary Johnson, this is the kind of thing I look at. He looks like his hair is cut with a weed whacker. It's not styled well.
So you can give him some advice?
I can, yes. Because every time Janine leaves the house for any length of time, she finds a bunch of hair in the bathroom, and she knows that I've got my hands on the hair clippers.
I know. I keep trying to hide them, and you keep finding them.
So on that note, if you want to keep up with Prickly City, what's happening with Carmen and Winslow and Honey Bunny and Trump and all the others, then go ahead and check us out at gocomics.com/PricklyCity or go to scottstantis.com, or you can even email us a comment at pricklycity@gmail.com. Listen, thank you again for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.